The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
And Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. We hear in the Gospel, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Now, when I was going through the seminary, we used to joke about this gospel, saying, well, you can summarize it by Jesus is telling us to be salty and get lit. It's more than that. You know, that image of salt. My father is blessed with low blood pressure. So that means he can eat all the salt that he wants. And he used to say, well, a person needs a certain amount of sodium to process all the cholesterol that we eat. I don't know if that's true. If there's a doctor, let me know after Mass. But salt is important. In the ancient world, it was a commodity used just like money. I have read that was used as well as a source of cooking fuel. Ancients would pound salt into dung and use that for their cooking fire. How that works, I'm not real sure because I'm not a chemist. But that expression, "you are the salt of the earth," when we say that to somebody, what does that mean? They're solid, they're dependable, you can count on them. What you see is what you get. It's a pretty good description of how we should be as disciples. And then the light of the world. Does it really need to be explained? I went all through the rectory yesterday morning, changing light switches and light bulbs. Just before I came over to Mass yesterday, turned on my bedroom light, light bulb went out. This morning, went into the office, turned on the light bulb went out. It's horrible to be in darkness. We need light. It illuminates everything. And Jesus tells us, "You are salt of the earth. You are light of the world." And there's a purpose for it. I think many times we think only about ourselves and God and that relationship. But our discipleship is not for ourselves. It is for others. We are light for others. We are salt for others. It means we're not so wrapped up in ourselves that we ignore the needs, concerns of those around us. I'm not going to tell you not to do bad this week, because that's a given, right? But this week, let us try to really put our discipleship into practice, to do one extra good deed for someone else, to not be spectators, but put our discipleship into action and be light for someone else, to be salt for someone else, to share good news, to share the presence, to do one extra good thing for another.